Hundreds of people have died and many still missing in Calais after the drama. You know, this flooding was big one after a big rain, and as the region is under a mountain, so a big quantity of water came from the top of mountain and brought everything in its passage.
There are different reports in terms of the casualties. What do you know about the number of people affected, and what about the rescue operation and the search for the missing?
We are talking about more than 300 bodies who are being found and many people still missing, because many families are reported missing persons. The problem is that the road from Goma to that area is not usable since the rain of Thursday in the afternoon. So the rescue operation is also slow because the rescue team had to come from Bukavu and another team from Goma via the lake. And the first rescue team was volunteers from these villages who tried to do their best to rescue or to help some casualties. But many people are still reported missing. And the government of DRC via the provincial government of South Kivu assisted the villagers. You know, this place in Nyamukubi, Bushushu, in the territory of Kalehe, are very poor. It's in a rural area where they don't have many equipment. So the government of South Kivu assisted them to bury on the same day the body, because the government of South Kivu feared about the decomposition of the body, as there is no morgue in the region, no electricity, so they could not keep bodies long time. But rescue operations are still ongoing, and those who are working in it are volunteers from those villages. And in Kinshasa, the government of DRC called all Congolese to observe a mourning day, Monday, May 8th.
Are the places that are affected, are they prone to flooding, or this is a very unusual development?
This situation is not new, and it's not the first time that there is inundation or flooding in that region. I think 3 years or 4 years ago, there was another flooding which killed around 500 people and destroyed lands and farmers. And you know, in the rural area, people depend by their farms because all of them do agriculture. So this situation will impact the social life of population, not only because their houses were destroyed, but also because of their farms who were being destroyed. And let me tell you that even some schools were reported being destroyed. So education will also be impacted negatively after this flooding.